We are now fully committed to the month of December, whether you're ready for it or not. Full disclosure, I'm pretty sure I'm not. December is, for many people, one of the year's busier months, if for no other reason than it's when Christmas happens. There's shopping to be done, presents to be bought and wrapped, and cards to be signed and sent. For many folks, there are other things, too. For example, if you have kids, school lets out, daycare may need to be arranged, and there are Christmas programs that need to be accounted for. For me at work, I have several large annual projects that have deadlines either in December or right after it, and I have to do all this while trying to find a free day here or there when the weather is agreeable enough to get out and moose hunt. Also, I'm pretty involved with both my church and the American Heritage Girl Troop that I assist with, both of which become a bit more busy in December as well. However, I'm not looking for pity, as I know that most of you have your own beefed-up December list to attend to. Well, if perchance you're still looking for a gift for an outdoor-minded friend or family member, and if you have just a little bit of time amongst that busy schedule, and if do-it-yourself projects don't frighten you unduly, I may just have a gift idea for you today. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Do you know what I mean when I use the term antler mount? An antler mount is taking the antlers or horns and the skull plate, that portion of the skull the antlers or horns are attached to, from an antlered or horned animal and creating a tasteful display with them that can be put on the wall for decorative purposes. As someone who is a hunter but also has spent time as a professional taxidermist, this is something I have a fair amount of experience with. Antler mounts, or any other sort of taxidermy, aren't for everyone. But for a lot of hunters, a nice-looking antler mount is a welcome addition to a wall, something to help conjure up memories of fun, successful times afield. I don't know if you've ever priced an antler mount done by a professional, but the prices can seem quite high. For example, one prominent Alaskan taxidermist, who has been featured on a recurring television show, has listed prices on his website of nearly $500 for a moose antler mount and nearly $400 for a caribou, the least expensive species at deer, at $260. Before going any further, let me put forth a few points of clarification, so we're on the same page. First of all, in my opinion, anyone with a modicum of creativity combined with reasonable resolve can put together a decent-looking antler mount. Second, when I say antler mount, I am talking about attaching the antlers, dressed up a bit, which I'll get to in a moment, to a wooden panel. This is what's attached to the wall. I'm not talking about the entire skull. That's referred to as a European mount and can be a bit more involved. Third, as with anything, how much money you pump into it can vary greatly depending on the source of your supplies and the choices for your mount. Also, species plays a role. The materials for a moose, for example, cost more to purchase and ship than the materials for a deer. One last point of clarification. While I do believe just about anyone can put together a nice antler mount, really large antlers do have a higher degree of difficulty to them. For the average 3-year-old bull moose, with 40-inch antlers, give or take a bit, or an average caribou, it's really not a very difficult process. I guess one more thing I would say is that there are a number of good online sources, both text and video, that can help you put together a nice-looking antler mount. Truly, the internet can be a magnificent tool. There are also professionally produced videos and books for sale that can make the process seem pretty easy. That said, in using this as a topic today, I thought perhaps it could serve as a motivation to those who have either thought about trying to put together an antler mount, or maybe those who haven't even considered it yet. For the sake of this episode, I will be describing an antler mount that I will be doing in the very near future, for a friend's son who shot his first caribou this fall. There is a short list of materials you need to an antler mount. You need a set of antlers, a wooden panel to attach them to, a hanger for the back of the panel, papier-mâché, hot melt glue and a glue gun, some Elmer's wood glue, some type of material to cover the skull plate area with, and fasteners of various sorts to attach the different parts together. You'll also need an antler mannequin. An antler mannequin is a piece of foam with a wood block molded into it. The skull plate of the antlers is attached to the mannequin with screws, and the mannequin is then attached to the wooden panel. Mannequins vary greatly in shape and size, though most are in the rough approximate shape of an oval or circle. Largely, they are designed to replace where the upper part of the head would be and to provide a smooth surface to cover with whatever cover material you choose to use. My antler mounts typically have a real wood panel, most often oak. I like to use real leather to cover the skull plate and mannequin with, and I use decorative braid around the antler burrs. As an example of variation, some taxidermists will use naga hide or felt instead of leather and a panel of wood veneer rather than solid wood. This can help keep the cost down a bit, if that's a concern. For my friend's son's caribou mount, I will wind up buying a smallish mannequin, possibly for a large deer. While certainly a big achievement, his caribou was not a large caribou, so a smaller mannequin will work. He's a big Chiefs fan, like me, so I'm going to go with a red leather cover and gold braid for the trim. That's another neat thing about doing it yourself. You can customize the colors to reflect other interest. I have a buddy in Anchorage I did an antler mount for from a 67-inch bull he shot. I used dark blue leather with neon green trim because his man cave is done up in Seahawks colors and paraphernalia. As a result, his antler mount matches the decor. For the small caribou mount I am describing, I'll also be able to get by with a smaller wooden panel. When I finally place the order, I'll be buying the mannequin, the panel, the trim, hanger, and some mache from the taxidermy company. I have a glue gun, hot melt glue and Elmer's, but those can be purchased locally at most stores if you need them. Ditto the fasteners. Leather can be purchased from most craft stores. I happen to buy mine on eBay. I'll have less than $15 in the mannequin, about the same for the panel, and less than $10 in the other items. Total cost for the order, maybe $30, give or take a bit, plus shipping. The leather will set me back another $8 to $10, and then if you want to add in whatever it cost you for the glues and fasteners, go ahead and do so. It is not impossible, on a small mount like this, that I'll be able to get by for less than $50, and it will take me a couple of hours to do, maybe, when all is said and done. Step one is to have the skull plate cleaned off. You can do this easier while it's fresh, but if it's not, you can boil it to loosen things up. I find using an X-Acto knife helpful. Remove any excess muscle or connective tissue and hair from around the burr. Once the skull plate is clean and dry, attach it to the mannequin. For a smaller mount, all that's required is drilling a few holes and using two or three drywall screws to secure it to the mannequin. Remember, there's a wooden block molded into the mannequin. Mannequins come with a slot for the antlers, so you may have to trim the skull plate just a bit to get it to fit. Eyeball where it needs to be placed to be even and experiment to find whatever length screw you'll need. Once the skull plate is fastened to the mannequin, fill in the top and gaps with mache, blending it to match the contours of the mannequin. When you're happy with how it looks, set it aside to dry, which can take a few hours to a couple of days depending on mache type, temperature, and humidity. Once it's dry, you're getting close. The next step is to attach the leather to the mannequin. My method is to measure the distance between the two antlers in a direct line across the skull plate. I then cut two holes of roughly a slightly smaller size than the antler diameter, with the holes being that distance apart. To fit this over everything, I cut slits running up and away from the antlers on the leather at roughly the 2 and 10 o'clock positions. These edges will be hidden by the antlers once the mount is on the wall. I then spread a thin layer of the wood glue over the entire mannequin. Starting in the middle, I begin to lay the leather across it, being careful not to get glue on the show side of the leather. I stretch and smooth the leather outward, pushing things to the edge. When everything is on and smoothed out, I trim any excess leather, making sure to leave maybe an inch or so of overlap for the back of the mannequin. This inch or so is pulled tight and secured to the back with hot melt glue. You should now at this point be ready for the last steps. One of those is to cut the decorative braid to the right length and to secure it around the base of each antler. Remember to measure first and have the seam meet in the back right above the seam for the leather. All that's left now is to attach what you have to the panel and a hanger to the back of the panel. I like to measure perpendicular lines across the front of the panel using a light pencil mark to see where those lines are. I use those lines to help center the mount onto the panel and then erase anything that can be seen after the fact. One last disclaimer. I mentioned that larger antlers are more involved. As an example, on that 67-inch bull moose I mentioned, I used beefy, countersunk carriage bolts to secure the antlers, mannequin, and panel all together as one entity to ensure the mannequin and antlers wouldn't pull away from the panel. I also advised my friend on finding a really secure stud in the wall to attach the mount to, and further advised him to use a lag screw of sufficient strength. My point is that there can be additional things to be considered on larger projects. Again, taxidermy and antler mounts aren't for everyone, but if they are something of interest, they can very much be something that you can accomplish yourself, and they can also make a really great gift idea. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.